So, where do you think most water pollution comes from? This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. The answer? Farms. It's the problem no one wants to talk about. I mean, the biggest source of water pollution in the nation is farm chemicals. A scientific report from the National Research Council recommends the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency actually start working together to reduce that pollution. Pollution such as using too much nitrogen and phosphorus-based fertilizers. They cause problems for rivers across the nation, especially the Mississippi River system. All or part of 31 states drain into the Mississippi, and fertilizer washed from all of that farmland contributes to a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico that kills shrimp and all kinds of aquatic life in the Gulf. Chuck Kornbuck has been covering this story. Chuck, you talked to one of the authors of this report.
Yeah, he's David DeZombach. He's an engineering professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He says that the EPA has a lot of clout via the Clean Water Act. The Ag Department has a lot of knowledge on farm programs. They should get together and team up a little bit better.
This is a very large-scale problem. It's taken many years to develop, and it will take many years to turn around.
So if the U.S. EPA and the U.S. Department of Ag start working together, what's it going to mean?
Well, it's hard to say if they will do that, but setting up a way to try and cap the amount of phosphorus and nitrogen that gets into the waters, the streams and rivers.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you.
This is the Environment Report. Times are tough for the economy, so lots of headlines are suggesting going green is not a good business move right now. But some analysts say the recession actually could encourage more companies to be environmentally friendly. Julie Grant found a company just like that.
Marco's Pizza, may I help you, please?
The smell of garlic and cheese and dough baking at Marco's Pizza is enough to make anyone hungry when they walk in. This relatively small Ohio-based chain is growing like gangbusters, tripling the number of stores and franchising in 14 states. Purchasing manager Don Volchek says earlier this year, prices of everything from the mozzarella to the plastic cups were on the rise.
When all of the costs going into restaurants started going up like I've never seen, we wanted to keep our prices the same to the customers, so we looked at cost-cutting mainly in the packaging end.
But Volchek stresses they're not skimping on the pizza. Marcos has started doing things like using paper cups instead of plastic. The new ones are cheaper and biodegradable. Their pizza boxes used to be glossy, but not very recyclable.
Now our boxes, we've taken that and we've put new messages on it with the non-varnished look.
Marco's also slightly reduced the size of its pizza boxes so more fit on its distribution trucks that save transportation costs and lots of polluting truck travel. None of this sounds too sexy, but these efficiencies have saved Marco's $2.5 million this year. The cuts they've made have been good for the bottom line and for the environment. Joel McAwer is a green business strategist. He says there are thousands of stories like this.
Once companies squeeze out the waste and inefficiency and the water, carbon, and energy intensity and the toxicity of their products, that's not going to come back as soon as the oil prices drop, as we've seen them do, or when the economy goes bad, as it has. This is a fundamental change in how business is being done.
McAwer predicts that companies will continue to innovate new ways to save money, and that's going to benefit the environment.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends to check us out at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.